The French composer who scored Dr. Zhivago and more than 150 other films has died. Maurice Jarre passed away at his villa in California. He was 84 years old. Jarre worked with many great directors, most notably David Lean. That's Jarre's music, not only in Sir David's Dr. Zhivago, but also in his Lawrence of Arabia and A Passage to India. French President Nicolas Sarkozy today praised Jarre's majestic and full-bodied works. John Burlingame writes about film music for Variety. And John, I want to first remind our listeners, and maybe you can help me with this, some of the other films that Maurice Jarre worked on. The World War II film The Longest Day, Alfred Hitchcock's Topaz. What are some of your favorites?
Well, there's almost too many to count, Lisa, when you think about it. I mean, in the science fiction genre, there's Mad Max Beyond Thunderdome. In the drama genre, there's Witness and Ghost. And in the 60s, there was a Western called The Professionals, and European art films like The Damned and Is Paris Burning? There's so many to choose from.
The man who would be king as well, John Huston. How was it that this particular man, Maurice Jarre, was able to provide the soundtrack to such a wide variety of films? I mean, was there kind of a quintessential Jarre sound that you can hear in each of these films?
I think when he rose to prominence with the David Lean films of the 1960s, primarily Lawrence of Arabia and Dr. Zhivago, he became immediately in demand. And many, many directors wanted that sound, the sort of grand epic musical vision that Jarre would bring to these sort of large-scale movie canvases. And I'm so glad you mentioned Huston's The Man Who Would Be King, one of the great films of the 70s, with this sort of wonderfully exotic-sounding, ethnic instrument-filled evocation of what it would be like in the Pakistan-India area.
What other ethnic instruments did he use? I think at the time he had some very interesting instruments in his soundtrack for Dr. Zhivago.
Oh, yes, absolutely. There's an entire orchestra of balalaikas playing in the background of Dr. Zhivago, which was an especially amusing notion for a score recorded in Hollywood in 1965. And, in fact, he sort of hunted up every Russian with a balalaika in the Los Angeles area to play on that score.
And how many of those could you find?
But, in fact, the ethnic instruments, those are really all of my favorite scores, because he could evoke exotic landscapes with his passion for ethnomusicology. And so in pictures like Jesus of Nazareth, which he did for Franco Zeffirelli in the late 70s, there are all these wonderful and sort of unusual sounding instruments from the Middle East that he utilized in that score. And for Shogun, the miniseries from 1980, it's all this wonderful collection of Japanese instruments.
Jarre won 3 Academy Awards for his music in Lawrence of Arabia, Dr. Zhivago, and Passage to India. He clearly has been well-recognized here in the United States. How about in his home country of France?
Oh, yes. I think he is recognized as a giant there, too. And what's interesting is that his son, Jean-Michel Jarre, is equally, perhaps even more famous for having taken a unique musical sound and moved it in an entirely different direction. Jean-Michel has become a fairly famous electronic musician and artist in Europe, and I'm sure he would acknowledge that his father was a major, major part in all of that. So I think the Jarre dynasty kind of lives on.
All right. John Burlingame writes about film music for Variety, and he teaches film music history at the University of Southern California. We're going to leave you now with the overture from the 1962 film Lawrence of Arabia, the music written by French composer Maurice Jarre, who died last night at the age of 84. John, thank you.
Thank you, Lisa.